Gianforte told the crowd he learned a lesson Wednesday night after the altercation with the Guardian newspaper's Ben Jacobs went viral the evening before Montana's went to the polls.
And when you make a mistake, you have to own up to it. That's the Montana way.
Amen.
Last night I made a mistake. And I took an action that I can't take back. And I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry.
That apology was broadcast live, including on KTVQ and Facebook. Gianforte broke the silence. Jacobs was widely quoted as saying the candidate, quote, body slammed him. Gianforte faces a misdemeanor assault charge. He also apologized to the Fox Television news team that witnessed the event.
That's not the person that I am. And it's not the way I'll lead in this state. Rest assured, our work is just beginning. But it does begin with me taking responsibility for my own actions.
The high-tech entrepreneur said he and his wife Susan will not be moving to Washington, D.C. Instead, he said he will commute to the nation's capital and travel back to Montana as much as he can. The Associated Press declared Gianforte the winner shortly after 10:30 last night. The unusual Thursday special election was called to fill the vacancy created when Ryan Zinke resigned after he was tapped to become the U.S. Interior Secretary in the Trump administration. Gianforte faced Democrat Rob Quist and Libertarian Mark Wicks on the ballot. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.